This is Victory House.
This morning I'll be talking on something I call a woman indeed. If you're a woman in the house, say, I am a woman indeed. And if you're a man, say, I'm a man indeed. Luke chapter 8 and verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, sometime afterward, he went on through towns and, okay, let's read this translation. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to the other, to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had come out, Johanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. That means that even in the ministry of Jesus Christ, women played a major role. I want you, if you're a woman in the house, say loud and clear again, say, I'm a woman. Indeed. The tendency for society to make women to be women in need is very high. They tend to look at women sometimes as a weaker vessel, people who are needy, they need love, they want to talk, they want, you know, sometimes when you see the portrayal on movies, in books about women, you begin to think that women are needy people. They are half human beings, they are not complete. In fact, some people will be saying something like this, that if you don't have a man, you are not complete. Can I say this to you before I move too far this morning? If you are a woman, you are a complete person. Can somebody hear that? Let me say it again. If you are a woman, you are a complete person. Whether you are married, whether you have children, whether you have a husband, you are a complete person. Can somebody say amen to that? Because sometimes society tries to put all kind of labels on women, and many of the time they try to make you a subhuman being. And some people have gone to say, well, God created men first, and then later he just took woman out of man, and then it's almost as if God just made woman as a derivative from man. But if you understand the words that were used for the creation of women, it was a better version. So man was version one. I don't know if some of you have seen iPhone 1 or iPhone 5 at least. And if you compare iPhone 5 with iPhone 10X, you will see that 10X is better than 5. So if you see a woman next time, you should look at her. She's a 10X. Man is a 5. So she's a better version of a man. Can somebody say hallelujah? Some people will say, where's Pastor E this morning? Is he a guy or something? Oh, Lord. I'm a mommy's boy. Some of you might not know I'm doing it. I am a mommy's boy. So I know women are special to the nth degree. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So the Bible said here that there were some women in the ministry of Jesus. I like how the Bible connected these women, because look at that society was a society that celebrated men. In fact, if you read in scriptures many times, they will count men, they won't count women. Women at that time were to be seen and not to be heard. Women were just one of the numbers. They were not anything. In fact, there are people when they have children and they don't have men, they don't have a man, they will think they've not had children. There are, even in the Bible, you see that the Bible writers, inspired by the Holy Spirit, many of the time defaulted to trace genealogy only through men. You won't see often that genealogies were traced to women, because in that society, woman was not to be heard, she was just to be seen. And that's why I like how the Bible put it here. In verse 2, the Bible said, and also There are people listening to me this morning. You have heard of things happen to other people, just like they mentioned that the fact that Jesus was moving from town to town with his 12 apostles, and you would have thought that there would be no mention to the other people that were there, especially the women. And the Bible said, and also, that means God is a God of also. God is a God that if he has done one miracle for somebody, he can also do it for you. Can somebody say also? Some of us may know people who are married, but God is a God of also. So if they are married, I can also be married if I'm interested in that. If they have children, I can also have my own children. If they have a happy home, I can also have a happy home. If their children are serving the Lord, my children can also. In the Word of God is an also word. When you see it in the Word of God, if God has done it to that person, he can also do it to me. If I come to church, I hear the testimony of a brother, of a sister that got a job, that God one particular legal issue sorted out for them. I know that when I hear that, it is telling me something that God also can do it for me. I will not be jealous of them. I will not look down on them. I will not make their testimony not look like God did it. Because some people, when they hear of other people's testimony, somebody told them, I just bought a new car. They say, oh, yeah, take it. I just bought a new car. And the person said, well, yeah, it's a nice car. But I remember when my brother bought a car that was times two that amount, and then they tried to downplay us. So, no. Don't be like that. Don't downplay people's success. Don't downplay people's story. Don't when they are rejoicing, rejoice with them. Celebrate them. Because Romans chapter 10 and verse 12 says this. It says, there is no Jew, there is no Greek in the agenda of God. There is no male, there is no female. It says, the God of all is rich towards everyone that call upon his name. So God is not partial. If you call on him, he will also answer you. So if God has done it for Mr. A, mine might not have come as fast or the way Mr. B, A's own came, but mine is also going to come. Can somebody say also this morning? So God is a God of also. He does not discount you. He counts you in. Look at that story. You would have seen the way the story was going. Jesus was there. They mentioned Jesus. The disciples were there. They mentioned the disciples. But the Bible now connects it. It said, and also. That means that when things should have discounted you, you are counted in. I speak concerning somebody listening to me this morning. I don't know what discounted you. It may be legal in nature. It may be something that happened in your background that discounted you. But I'm saying that in the name of Jesus, because you are here this morning, you are counted in. Amen. So God is a God of also. He's a God of also. He's a God of also. Then the Bible says later on, it says, and also some women who had been healed by evil spirits. Let me first say this. Evil and women are not synonymous. Can somebody say amen? Amen.